Welcome back to the second hour of the Kingdom Minded Show. We hope you're enjoying the show so far and the interview with the Creature Clan, a.k.a. D-Mob and Eric Cross. I know we had a blast interviewing them, and we got more of that interview coming up. Visit our website at www.kingdommindedshow.com and tell a friend about the show. Spread the word. Follow us on Twitter at KingdomMindedRS, and if you want to give us a call or request a song for next week's show, you can call or text your request to 775-375-KMRS. Coming up next is our Fat Freestyle of the Week. This week, we got Bizzle with a freestyle called Think Good Thoughts. And, you know, we like to do off-the-top-of-the-dome freestyles. Now, honestly, I'm not sure if this one is or not, but the song is powerful, and I wanted to play it. So, coming up right now is Bizzle with the Think Good Thoughts freestyle as the Kingdom Minded Fat Freestyle of the Week.
Yeah, Young Fly and Saved is the movement. You know how we do it. It's Bizzle. Hey. Alright, enough with the ad-lib, let's go. Yeah. Dear Lord, what can I say? You came just when they were saying you was MIA. But for them I pray, let their hearts receive you. If you need, you can speak through my pen all day. I will never be ashamed of the kingdom. Say it to the day that I leave, and I'm anxious to meet them. I'm Young Flying Saved with a hatred for evil, so I can't play like I ain't seeing what I'm seeing. I can't let them keep sleeping on your teaching. It seems like they in need of a reason to believe it. We'll all have to lay in the beds that we making. It's unfortunate some of us should be sleeping on the cement. And some of them won't even listen to reason. And arguing with them's like beefing with a vegan. I ain't attack Jay, I'm just trying to play defense. He leading them astray, I'm just trying to run a prevent. And there's some old cats in the game that under other circumstances I'd be happy to name. But if I did start jabbing at Wayne, the critics would say that I did it for the status of fame. So open your eyes while they making it blatant. They put it in your face and you say that they playing. Kanye said he sold his soul, but if I told you he said it, you would say that I'm hating. But you thank me later, for now hate me hater. I'ma stay and lay up in God's grace and favor. And maybe one day you'll get it. Until then I'ma stick with it. You dig? Yeah, Bizzle.
That's Bizzle with a Think Good Thoughts freestyle. Coming up next, we got a brand new song by Christ-Centric. This is off their album called The Ephesians Project, and it's called Prayer for Spiritual Strength. They got a brand new video that just came out for it also. We'll have a link to that on our website.
It was well and clear, God's Lord, none hell would spare. As a result, man was well in fear. For God's sinless son brought redemption to some that were fellow heirs. Yeah, God allows us to face him. For this reason, I bow my knees in supplication and steadily offer prayers to my heavenly Father, our problem solver, whose paternity extends to the church as one family on heaven and earth. Because of Yeshua's worth, sacrificing was given the helm over the physical, united with the spiritual realm. Yes, blessings are in his hands. This is an emptiness, it's rich and plenteous to strengthen our inner man. The spirit burning his strength within me, evidently his permanent residency. See, we were sinning folks when no men could boast, but now the Holy Ghost resides in our innermost. The hostility, repentance devoured, now the riches of his glory may strengthen with power. As Christ dwells in our hearts through faith, like a harpoon stake in the shark you bait. And by grace, your life is in order, and from your belly now flows living water. It was well and clear, God's Lord, none hell would spare. As a result, man was well in fear. For God's sinless son brought redemption to some that were fellow heirs. Yeah, God allows us to face him. For this reason, I bow my knees in supplication and steadily offer prayers to my heavenly Father, our problem solver. The lost found from above, once excluded, rooted and grounded in love, now included. When you slid on human flesh, the condescend, can we comprehend just what you did? we're adonized. We're like magnets that cannot demagnetize. No need to agonize. It's coming back, it's not a pack of lies. For his bride when he cracks the skies. Realize that we're his bride that's kept through life and death. While his love spans width, length, height and depth. Wide, both Jews and Gentiles inside to present from eternity to eternity's length. The depth, the sinful debt Christ met in death. While the height will share his glory in heaven with Christ. Yeah, this should make you excited. United with God through Christ, never divided. It was well and clear, God's Lord, none hell would spare. As a result, man was well in fear. But God's sinless son brought redemption to some. Now we're fellow heirs. Yeah, God allows us to face him. For this reason, I bow my knees in supplication and steadily offer prayers to my heavenly Father, our problem solver. Christ's love for a sheep, we won't become abandoned or stranded. It goes deeper than your understanding. Yes, it's immense. It's not just for scholars, but knowledge of love that we experience. Knowledge surpasses the children live happily till God massively fills the capacity. For your qualities, amazed. We acknowledge thee with this doxology. Praise to the eternal wise God. Even that's a saint. He can do abundantly more than we can ask or think. We're not in lack of his same power that worked the miraculous internal activist. That's a gift given birth to the saints in Christ Jesus. To him be the glory in the church. So awesome, we praise him throughout all generations, forever and forever, amen.
That was Christ-centric with prayer for spiritual strength. If you want to check out the scriptures it was based on, it was Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. Coming up next, we got part 3 of the Creature Clan interview.
All right, everybody, check it out. We are back with D-Mob and Eric Cross, the Creature Clan from One Route Entertainment. And it's time to go ahead and get it in and just pick their brains and see how they feed off one another. And so, yeah. Are you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I know you guys are both just some major creatures on the microphone. And also, for the listeners, I want to clarify why we're using the word creature so much and why they're the Creature Clan. Actually, I'll let you go ahead and tell them. One of you guys tell them.
Go ahead, Donnie. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, you want me to do it? Okay. Our group is based from 2 Corinthians 5:17, and it states, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Some Bibles say it's creation, and some Bibles say creature. And it says, old things have passed away, all things have become new. And that's basically where the name comes from, is just saying that we're new in Christ. The old things are passed away, and all things have become new. And we don't think the same, we don't do the same things that we used to do, or you know, we're striving not to, you know, we're striving to be like Christ. And so that's where the whole, you know, name and group came from. And so that's what we desire to be, is new creatures every day. You know, every day we wake up, we're trying to be new, we're trying to stay focused on Christ. And I think that's, you know, the world, they use the term beast and monster to describe.
About that, I'm glad you.
Yeah, they use those terms to describe how good you are at something, right? Like if you're good at singing, or you're good at rapping, or basketball. You know, LeBron James, he a beast on the court. You know, everybody can't get that title, the beast title or the monster title, unless they're really good at something. But we don't. I don't want to call my brother or my sister in the Lord a beast. But for one, it's okay to compliment, don't get me wrong, but you have to be good at something to be that. And so, but with being a creature, you're that by default. If you're my brother or sister in the Lord, it can turn into a twofold compliment. It's saying that you're new in Christ, right? So it's building you up in Jesus, you know what I'm saying, and not just self. See, beast, it stops with you. It's just building you up personally, but it's not building you up in the faith, you know. So, I mean, people can twist it and say, oh, you a beast with the word, or, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, at the end of the day, I want to be what God called me. God said I was a creature. And so when we call each other creatures, you know, we're speaking life, and for one, we're speaking life, and then we're using a term that the world doesn't use. You won't hear nobody in the world saying, oh, he's a creature, because that term is from the Bible. And if they do use it, at least they got it from the Bible, and it's not something that they created. So we just trying to be, go against the grain, that's all.
Yeah, that's good. All right, well, I know you guys are both, you both got years of experience. And so my question is, what kind of changes have you seen take place in Christian hip hop? And what would you like to see? What kind of changes would you like to see take place?
I think if you go from Cross Movement back in the early, you can even go to the 90s, all the way to what we see now, you know, a lot of people credit them as setting, you know, the trend as far as Christian hip hop. I know they're the first group that I heard actually bring the gospel to the forefront. As far as what I've seen change from then to now, I think the beats have definitely gotten better. I think
the video, everything.
Yeah, the creativity's definitely gotten better. You know, as far as what I would like to see. And again, I mean, that's just hip hop, you know, in and of itself. I mean, some people would say, you know, if you go from the golden hip-hop era and secular music to now, some people say, well, the golden age era of hip hop was better than it is now. You know, I mean, it's just a matter of opinion. But those guys, you know, Crossmember, they set the bar high, you know, and thank God for them. And I think we just continue to build off of the foundation that God used them and many others, you know, gospel gangsters, you know, T-Bone, I mean, people, you know, KJ-52, those are kind of like trendsetters. And so I think what you're seeing now is people just continuing to build off the foundation that God used those brothers to build. I definitely think you see, you know, people starting to become a lot more bold in their message as well. What I would like to see change, I would definitely like to see more unity. I think we're starting to see that more. I mean, you look at myself and D-Mod, we're two solo artists who came together and formed a group, and now we're under the same label, along with K-9 and Calandra and DJ Classy. I think from a sonically, music has definitely changed over the years, and I think you'll continue to see that. And, you know, as long as we continue to bring forth the message of Christ, sharing the gospel, you can't go wrong with it, you know. So as long as people don't water it down or try to, you know, simplify it in a sense of make it more holy, but just keep it what it is, I think we'll be good.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
I agree wholeheartedly with what he said. I agree. Just more unity, you know. That's it.
Yeah.
Cats coming together and working together. No matter the denomination or the what's the other word?
Theology.
Theology. Yeah.
Not to cut you off, but I want to use Donnie as a perfect example. This is a dude who has done many features with people he didn't even know. As long as they share the same views that Jesus Christ is Lord, he's done music with them. I've done the same thing. You know, so I just had to say that.
All right. Yeah, because I feel like at the end of the day, it's ministry over business. I understand that, you know, that we do have to be careful who we labor with. But at the same time, if this person is repping Jesus and I'm repping Jesus, I don't see an issue with doing a song to rep Jesus together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I can't see, that's where you get into judging when you say this so how do we do this? Like, your level of holiness has to be at a certain level in my eyes before I say, okay, I could do a song with you. I mean, but then that makes me judging that person, right? In a sense. If I say you have to be here before I work with you, who am I to do that? I'm nobody,
right?
Just like he or she's nobody without Christ. We're all nobody without Christ. So
right.
I mean, I don't look at a person like, I look at a person as a person and not a business partner per se when I'm doing the gospel. It is business, but I first look at you as we are in the same family. You're my brother. Whether I know you or not, you know God and I know God, and God is both of our fathers. Because I don't want to get to heaven and God say, you know, whether theology or doctrine or whatever difference. If we can agree that at the end of the day, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you can't get to the kingdom except through him. He's not just a prophet, he is the Son of God. He died on the cross for my sins, he rose from the grave. That's what saves us. It's that belief. And so if we both believe that, how can anything else around that separate us? How? That's the core. And I don't want to get to heaven and God say, "All right, come on in, sir." You know, talking to rapper A, let's say rapper A with one theology, and he welcomes rapper B in with another theology, right? And then God says, "Okay, now y'all both about to come in. Are y'all gonna work together now?"
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that would break my heart. Like, what was I tripping on down on earth?
Yeah.
I would feel really silly. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I was giving so and so the cold shoulder because my doctrine was different, but we were still brothers and sisters in the Lord. Like, that's really, and you got dudes in the secular, that's why we want unity so much, is because you got cats in a secular arena, right? And they putting down they rags for the sake of money.
Right.
You got Crips and Bloods coming together to do albums for the sake of money, but you can't have different doctrines come together for the sake of soul. It's mind blowing, man. We got a ways to go, but I think we're gonna get there, because it is some people who just, you know, who put you know, love before doctrine, and all we just have to keep showing love. We just have to keep showing love, no matter what. I still love. You have to still love at the end of the day, because the Bible says if you have all these things but you don't have love, you don't have nothing. So, right.
That's a good word. You just broke it down. That was good. That's good. Amen. All right. I'm gonna go to the next question here. Seeing as though both of you are seasoned ministers of the word, bringing it through hip hop, how have you made one another better, and have you learned anything from each other?
Heck yeah, man. Like, all right, let me just say, I knew Eric Cross before he knew me. I knew of his music before he knew of mine. Right?
Okay.
So, I loved his music. Always have. Always will. And so, knowing him, knowing his lyrical ability, because he's like an East Coast type, you know, kind of artist. You know what I'm saying? Now, he can do whatever, though. He can still do whatever if he chooses to. And that's what's crazy about Eric. Like, he can choose to do it. Let me tell you this. If he chooses to do another style, he'll be good at it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He just chooses to stay, you know, towards the East Coast. But if he wanted to do down south, he could do it. And he'll be good at it. If he wanted to do Midwest, he could do it. And he'd be good at it. I mean, just listen to Creature Clan. Like, he did every style. If he wanted to do laid back, live music, he could do it. He'll be good at it. So he definitely challenged me as an artist, you know, especially lyrically. Like, lyrically, he is, like, in my opinion, one of the dopest artists out. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely I've learned from him. Definitely.
Excellent.
Yeah. And as far as Donnie, you know, I could go all day. I mean, you know, his work ethic is amazing, you know. I mean, he's a dude that just keeps me going, like, and, you know, the biggest thing that I think I've learned from D-Mob is just the fact that, you know, he is really passionate about this. Like, I mean, he eats, sleeps, you know, drinks, bathes, showers, runs, walks, you know, and this is his lifestyle. He's not just putting it on music and then not living it. You know, he's actually doing what he says. And And, you know, I'll call him, hey, bro, what's going on? Oh, man, just be with the family, you know, and that's mm-hmm. huge because, you know, as much as he loves it, his family comes first.
Right.
Obviously God first, and then his family, but his family mm-hmm. is before the music. And I think that is a testament to all of us as ministers. A lot of times we get so consumed with outside of our home, and we don't realize that the home is the place of ministry first. You know,
right.
If home isn't taken care of, then how can we preach the message of Jesus
right.
to the outside of our home? You know, so, you know, not only is the musical style has challenged me, but just outside has challenged me. Like, man, you know, I need to spend more time with the family. You know, and it's a full-time job, and I keep busting on the side. I found it, but on the weekends, like, I'm like, hey, this is family time, you know, and, like, you know, we'll go to the park, we'll go watch a movie, we'll go out to my dinner, and I'm just so thankful for a wife who's supportive of what I do. You know, she sees how much hard work, you know, I put in this. Sierra sees how much hard work Donnie puts into this, and they support what us. They're like the gasoline or the fuel that keeps us going, you know.
So I've
learned this weekend and outside of music from that. And, he's been a true friend and true brother.
Yeah. All right. Amen.
Amen. That's good. Now, you guys made a song that I really appreciate, and because it deals with a real issue, and you know, you make songs that deal with real issues all the time, but this one really, I think, especially in this day and age, it's just really relevant, and it was very needed. And it's the song "Images."
Yeah.
And we're gonna go ahead and play that song, but I'm gonna let you guys, one of you guys, or both of you, if you want, whoever wants to tell us about that song, and you can lead us into it.
Go ahead, Donnie. Yeah, go ahead. No, I was just gonna say, "Images," man, is just basically, you know, just being careful what you see. You know, you know, it, from pornography to the opposite sex, you know, to, I mean, just everything. You know, from an aspect of what you see is what you actually take in. And, you know, Donnie always says it's not the first look that gets you, but it's the second, it's the third, or it's the first look, but you never look away. And you're still looking, you know, like, hey, I know she's hot, man. I know she's fine, but, bro, you got to turn that head, turn them eyes, you know, because you know,
right.
that look, that glare is going to turn into something. So this song just illustrates being careful of what you see, you know, so that's why we named it "Images."
Yeah, and I wanted to just piggyback off that. You know, even if you look right and you glance at a girl's butt, right? Let's just be real. You know where her butt is located, right? And so you like that's a conscious effort to look down at her butt, right? So let's just say you look at her butt, but then you look away. Let's say you didn't lust, right? You didn't lust. You didn't see it at all. You just looked, right? And so what happens later though? Later that day. When that image pops back up in your head, then you got to fight. And we're saying, like, is it worth the fight? Like, I shouldn't have looked in the beginning because I know what's there. I know I can't do nothing with it because I'm married. You know what I'm saying? I know I can't look at it long because I'll lust. So why even look in the beginning? Why even why hurt myself? And so just in my verse, I say it's almost like you take a photo. Stored in your mind for a time when the devil catch you solo. When he catch you by yourself, he gonna bring that image back up in your head, even though you didn't see it earlier. But when that image pop back up in your head, then you gotta fight. And so it ain't worth it.
That's right. All right, here we go, everybody. Here goes "Images" by Preacher Clan on the Kingdom Minded Show.
Images. 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 Images.
Like like a catch 22. I'm thankful for my sight, but hate some things that come into my view. It's real. It's difficult to delete every image. It's like they go away for a moment, but then replenish. Recurring in my mind. No offense, but to my defense, sometimes wish I was blind. Cause being seen evil wouldn't faze me. It really don't take a lot to have a cutty going crazy. A lot of y'all know the struggle. Sometimes what we look upon can invite trouble.
For real.
It's like you take a photo, store it in your mind for a time when the devil catch you so low. He try to break you down so low. Seems every time you in the situation, time goes so slow.
So slow.
I gotta be careful, cause what I know, what I let enter, it either hinders or it helps me grow.
I don't mean to alarm you, but what you focus on can harm you.
Even though these images are looking picture perfect, you gotta begin to think and ask yourself, is it worth it? Cause when it hits the surface, internet surfing, okay. Surfing on the internet, looking at pornography is messing up my intellect. In introspect, I'm thinking, yeah. Thinking like the Titanic, as you can see, I'm sinking. Whoa. Sinking as I'm drowning, okay. Drowning in my own lust. It is time for confession, so now I need to own up. Even as a grown up, this picture is in HD. Memories in my mind that I'm wishing would escape me. Imaginary places that it takes me, which is clouding my vision, so now I need to break free. Cause being in bondage is something that is serious. And trust me, I know, I'm speaking from experience. And so I give this illustration like an open book. And so I'm praying this is something you don't overlook.
I don't mean to alarm you, but what you focus on can harm you.
No exaggeration, look at your imagination. Based on what you see and view can lead you to infatuation, which ultimately in itself can lead to something else. And something else can lead you to seeking in someone's help. So guard your heart, because we know that it's a wellspring. And it's important that we fight until the bell rings. So be encouraged, cause you know you ain't the only one. In Christ Jesus there ain't nothing you can't overcome.
I know you're looking for some satisfaction. Feast your eyes on the main attraction. Look away, it's just a distraction.
Images.
I'm hoping you ain't taking this the wrong way,
yeah.
But instead taking heed to what the song say. The truth always has a way of challenging our actions.
Images.
Man,
I don't mean to alarm you, but what you focus on can harm you.
Coming up next is Battleground City All-Stars with Prayer for My City. And check out the video. We got a link on our website at www.kingdommindedshow.
Begging for your help tonight. My city needs a savior, I cannot reply. These tears fall as I look out my window. The cries here in my heart, Lord, it burns. Generations dying, can't call out your name. Talents believers to reach the masses. My goodness, Savior, feeling so desolate.
This is my prayer for my city.
My city.
This is my prayer, save my city.
with cactus. Mad heat where the pressure surpasses a certain level where most can't hack it. People outside roasting can't have it. And now we'll only be remembered for the tragic. Even though in 97 we were champions. When my baby took a hard to the basket, working hard, pull the car, night was madness. And now 13 pass, no working class, just another end route, drug merch is passed. No green cards attached to our working staff. This is still another place where we're hurting at. It's Tucson, this is where we're serving at. We found a purpose at the same place where we're bringing our worship at. Where our church is at, where our church is at. And it's a blessing when we rap here. The heart of God will never end here. This is for the residents who never left here. It shouldn't take tragedy and murder for our president to get here. I rap here in his name, and even if it costs my life, this is for the victims that we lost for the night. It's a prayer for my city, we're calling up tonight. It's dark, we're bringing in the light. Light.
This is my prayer for my city.
To the Lord, promise dudes will use the word as a sword. Cause we don't want to cope with the state to the most high. Praying for my city, we ain't here to genocide. So I rise, time together, that's the truth. Take back the city, yeah, I'm praying for the youth. Cause I am living proof that we can all change. Always speak the word and never be ashamed. Cause we've been called by God to preach kingdom. So every time I spin on the track, that's what I bring them. And to the victims, I'm praying for your families. I hope you know Christ find comfort in your tragedy. Cause it hurts to see innocent souls. So it's about a man up and realize who's the boss. He died on the cross, rose on the third day. Gotta believe me, that's just what my words say. And when wordplay, no, I don't switch it up. When he called me, yeah, I'ma give it up. My soul, my heart, my mind. It's about Christ, I ain't never tryna shine. My grind, my passion, my pain. To live is Christ and to die is gain. Cause when it rains, it pours, and of course, ain't wait to see my God on the white horse. Yeah.
This is my prayer for my city.
Once again, that was Battleground City out of Tucson, Arizona, with Prayer for My City. We'll have a link to their brand new video for that song on our website, www.kingdommindedshow.com. As you can hear, it's time for the birthday roll call, the Kingdom Minded birthday roll call. And so, first up this week, we got to say happy birthday to Reggie Marks. We missed your birthday last week, brother, and so we got you this week. Happy birthday, Reggie Marks. Happy birthday to Andrew Bennett. He's a gospel artist from Bloomington Normal. We also got to wish a happy birthday to D-Vez, the one and only D-Vez from the local group Identity. He is their dancer, and let me tell you, very talented. Happy birthday also to Josiah Candler. He's one of my co-workers. Happy birthday to The Messenger out of Marion, Indiana, of Holy Soldier Records. All right. We're going to go ahead and get into another new song. This is one is by Young Fire. It's called Grand Finale on the Kingdom Minded Show.
I don't need no intro. I'm going to just walk into this one. You got the matches like I need it? What about the lighter fluid? All right, we good. Let's go there. Yo. Bars for the Lord, so they think I'm crazy. Work so hard, never think I'm lazy. No weapon form should prosper, it's like they clippers don't work, so they cannot fade me. They think I'm crazy and saying it's silent when I tell them that everything can't provide it. I spit life instead of violence, now I'm flying overseas to the Cayman Islands. You don't know what that is, that's near Jamaica. Your life is really what you make it. Ikea and sawfish, eat it real often, it's real Jamaican. Not you faking, probably don't know what I'm talking about. Faith is really what I'm talking about. Can't just speak it, gotta believe it, and then you walk it out. They singing, I'm loco, yeah. Yeah, I talk Acapulco. Got my guy go before me. When you thinking I'm solo, man, I shine. Yeah, we came to hype it up, man, I shine.
Light it up.
Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up.
We gon' light up the city. Light up the city.
Grand finale, yeah.
Like it's the grand finale, yeah.
Like it's the grand finale, yeah.
We gon' light up the city.
show us hate, we gon' show them love. Not ordinary, extraordinary from up above. I'm here on a mission every time you see me posted. You say you heard of Christ? Well, it's time to up the dosage. Build up with the love of Christ. They like, is he fake? Because we also light like we a bunch of Drizzy Drakes. We got the light of Christ. Peep the power we possess it. It's time to take the city back. Repossession. Yeah, we hyped it in church. Time to expand the rally. And like the whole city up like it's the grand finale. We receive mercy. He's preach worthy, so we came to spread it like top rhyming and beat church. Shining in the dark, got him staring again. I think of Tim Tebow, I think of Jeremy Lin. Hey, call me anything, but don't call me a dud. Cause we got these fireworks and we came to light it up.
Light it up, 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 light it up.
Say I'm crazy for stepping. Say I'm crazy for saying that this Bible's my weapon. Say I'm crazy for spitting. Pop this word that's been written. They say I'm crazy for standing. I say they crazy for sitting. Fly through the sky with no ends. Watch the throne cause I'm an heir. You ain't even gotta care. But it's much more than it appears. You talking gold, you talking teeth. I'm talking gold, I'm talking streets. I'm talking fake, you talking G's. You ain't talking like D, you talking cheap. You talking about Lambos and you talking about mansions. Man, I'm talking about these things that the mind can't imagine. You still talking about earth? Man, I'm talking expansion. Got some boys in my bed, and I ain't talking about Hanson's. You don't really know what your info when you lower the bar like limbo. I spit it so true, so simple. Till we pop out the top like a pimpo. Sell out for the cash, not that tight. Jesus walks, got that right. Watch the throne, but it must have been a heist. Cause when I look, I see Christ.
Light it up, 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 light it up. Light it up, light it up, light it up. We gon' light up the city, light up the city. We gon' light up the city, light up the city.
Like it's the grand finale, yeah. Like it's the grand finale, yeah. Like it's the grand finale, yeah. Like it's the grand finale, yeah.
We gon' light up the city, light up the city.
We gon' light up the city, light up the city.
Once again, that was Young Fire with Grand Finale. Coming up next is the next portion of the Creature Clan interview. This is the last one, and we'll be closing out the show.
All right, everybody, we're back here with the Creature Clan, a.k.a. D-Mob and Eric Cross, and One Route Entertainment. And now there's some this news that came out recently. You guys signed two artists, and I know you've already mentioned them here. Well, I'm just stoked. I'm excited because you guys got an all-star team formed here. And, why don't you tell us the two newest members of the crew?
Yeah. My brother in the Lord, you know, I've been knowing K9 for a while. We brought him on, man, and so we're really excited about him. He's probably the best storyteller I've heard. and, you know, just a personal opinion, but that dude is, he will paint a picture for you that will have you crying or laughing or angry. He, like his storytelling ability is unmatched to me. So, picked him up, man, and he's with the family, and we're excited. And Kalandra Williams. You know, she was originally born in the UK, and now she's in Oklahoma, and she's a pop artist, and she is phenomenal. Her voice is, she has a angelic sounding voice, like, and you know, so she's also featured. She's featured on the Creature Clan album, and so we're excited about her. We're really excited about both of them, and. You know, we're looking forward to putting out some great music soon from all of us, you know.
Yeah, all right. So as far as, like, K9, I know K9 grew up in Milwaukee, too, based on some of his bio. Did you have anything to do with that?
Actually, no. You know, the funny thing about it is me and K-9, like, I didn't know him. I didn't even, you know, I found out he was from Milwaukee a couple years ago. And I'm sure you're familiar with B-Rice. He's also from Milwaukee. And I was talking to B-Rice one day, and I think K-9 was either on the phone or we were shooting texts or somehow. But somehow we got communicated, like, well, hey, man, let's all do a record, me, you, B-Rice, and so on. You know, represent Milwaukee, but you know, I didn't know him before he had moved. So, you know, that was definitely even now when I talk to him or I text him, you know, he's asking me how the sports teams are doing here. You know, what do you think of this? So he's still, even though he doesn't live here in Milwaukee anymore, he's still very, you know, he still wants to know about what's going on. So it's pretty cool.
That's cool. All right. So, what kind of projects do you guys have coming up in the future with new artists? Is there any tours coming up? What can we expect from One Route?
Yeah, we're looking to do a tour. We're still in the genesis stages of it. Not a lot of work put into it yet. Just kind of getting some things together. So we do want to do a tour. I'm a Creature tour. We do want to go with that, but right now K-9 is actually really almost done with his album, and so you know, we're gonna release his album this year, and we're just gonna continue to push Creature Clan until next year. And then Eric Cross is working on the album. You know, he's in the genesis stages as well. You know, just getting some ideas and stuff together, and just continuing to write. You know, and get better. And that's what I love about all of these awesome men and women of God. Like, they're busy. They're still busy. You know, they're always doing something. They're writing. Right. They're trying to get better. And, you know, they're you know, going to do, you know, different venues and, you know, teaching. And, you know, they're involved with doing the work of the Lord. And that's what I really love about these artists is that even off stage, they're the same people, and it's more than music to them. You know, they have a lot of humility, a lot of love for other people, and to be a part of One Route, because we're a family. Believe it or not, you know, I might make the final decision, but I still run it through everybody who's with us. You know, before I make a move, like picking somebody else up, or, you know, I talked to Eric Cross about picking up K-9 and Kalandra. You know, I talked to my manager, of course, about picking up, you know, my DJ. What y'all think? You know, because we're family, and we'll have to support each other. You know, so I just don't want to bring anybody into this, because at the end of the day, what I want the people in One Route to be remembered for is love and humility. That needs to be at the forefront of the obituary. You know what I'm saying? That, man, yeah. You know, Eric Cross, man, he loved cats, man. Dude was so down to earth. He was so real. Oh, and he was a dope artist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That needs to be kind of said last. Now, I know some people only know him for that, but people who know him, that those things need to be said first. And to be a part of One Route, you definitely have to have those qualities.
Yeah, I think, and you know, I think you said, you mentioned that you want to be known as a dope artist last, and I think that's important because even myself, with the passing of DJ Primo recently, I knew him as a dope DJ, you know, and just king of Christian Chopped and Screwed. I didn't really think of him, and I'm just kind of admitting this, you know, but it's really opened my eyes as far as seeing artists and other ministers as men of God, men and women of God, not just an artist. But I didn't see him as a family man, and, you know, and who he really was first before he was anything. So I think that's important.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, some people ain't gonna know you as this loving, you know, humble person, but I mean, I think, you know, it should definitely be something that's talked about more than you know, just being a great businessman or, You know, if nobody can say, but this dude loved cats. This dude, you know, was a humble dude. He loved Christ, man. And he'll call you and just check up on you. And, you know, it didn't have to be about music. If no one's saying that about you, it's like, dang, man, I can't speak on anybody else. So let me not make it seem like I'm downing anybody else. As for me and my house, right. That let me just say that. For me and the people who run with me, it has to be bigger, way bigger than music. That's all I'm saying. That we have to be known for more than just being dope artists.
Gotcha.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Very well said. Yeah. So when can we? Actually, let me ask this question first. Where do you see One Route Entertainment in like 3 to 5 years? Do you expect to see more artists? Are you just trying to build with what you have, or like what's the vision, and how big is it?
The vision is so big that I don't even know where we gonna be. Okay, let me just say that. I know that each day we're gonna be in a better position than the last day. Right. Spiritually first, financially, I know that our territory is expanding. And I just believe God for the impossible with this label, with this company, because I have people who are attached to the label, who knows how to pray, right? Who knows how to love people, and who have a certain level of humility that represents Christ. And so with that, there's no limit to where God can take you, because he knows that in our hearts, he'll always be at the forefront, no matter how far we go. Right. And so what I do know is that we're going to be considered successful, not only in man's eyes, but most importantly in God's eyes.
Amen. Okay. And two, Donnie, tell them about the One Route Films as well.
Yeah, we just started One Route Films. Which, and I say films because I don't want to limit us to just music videos, but that's, you know, for the most part, that's where we're starting out with, is just, you know, music videos. But, you know, we want to grow in all areas, and we don't want to be limited. You know, we want to be able to express ourselves, musically, visually, with no limitations, and professionally at the same time.
Right. That's good. All right, well, let's go ahead and let's see. I had another question here. Oh, yeah. Man, how soon are we going to be able to hear you, K9, and Eric Cross? You know, all three of you guys on the same track, because all three of you guys just are, I mean, just awesome.
Hey, that's so funny, right? That's funny, right, Cross?
It's very funny.
Probably within the next 2 weeks, we'll be dropping a song, our first song together, which I'm really excited about. But we're also excited that this song is, do you know my friend Mike Verse Mills?
I think I've heard of him.
Okay, he's an artist, but he's mainly behind the scenes, and he does like a lot of mixing and you know, mixing and mastering and stuff like that.
Okay.
But his wife needs a heart transplant.
Okay.
And so we're about to drop a song, and 100% of the proceeds from this song that we're gonna put on iTunes and sell will go to him and his wife. And
oh,
so
wow.
The name of the song is called Change of Heart. But the song is going to be talking about, from a spiritual standpoint, you know, God, you know, change, you know, we need a change of heart so we can live right. But it ties in with change of heart because she needs a physical heart. And so it'll be really soon, man. So we're expecting the community to get behind us and help us in any way that they can, you know, even praying for us is helping. So you know, and we pray that, you know, the radio stations pick it up and, you know, really help come together as a community, because I couldn't imagine if my wife needed a heart transplant and nobody helped me. You know, I was just reading in the book of John, you know, that we need to come together and help each other in a time of need, especially believers. So I think it's 1 John 3:16 through 18 is what I read this morning. And it just really, it was like, wow. It was just talking about how believers need to stick together and come together and help each other and support each other and love each other. And so that's what we're doing with this song, man. We're just, you know, we're just trying to be a blessing to somebody else.
All right, so that's cool. We'll be looking for that. We'll be looking for that song for sure. And all you listeners out there, if you like it, you want to help support, make sure you get it, download it. You heard all the proceeds go to this man of God and his family to help with their needs. All right, so man, I thoroughly thank you for you guys. Sincerely, thank you guys both for being here on the show today. One last thing, what's the contact information if people want to listen to the music, if they want to go find music, just read the bios, and what's some contact information for you guys?
Yeah, so it's a one-stop shop, man. They can find out everything about us on our website, which is www.OneRouteEntertainment.com, and that's everything spelled out, OneRouteEntertainment.com, and all of our Twitters and our Facebooks, everything is on there. We are on Twitter at @ecrossmusic and at @dmob, @Calandra Music, and at @K9, and so at DJ Classy K as well.
All right.
Those are the artists, and my manager is at @abronson0525. But all of that stuff is on the website. And we encourage you, more than anything, if you just go to the website and you can't spend a lot of time there, please join the email list. That's very important. We send out emails, you know, where we're going to be as far as being used, when we got something new coming out, you know, you'll be updated.
Yeah. All right, that's good. Is there anything, any last words, anything else that you guys want to share with the listeners out there? Eric, I know your words, what D-Mob's words are ringing true, because you seem very humble. And so you guys got any last words for the listeners that you want to share?
Man, love God. You know what I'm saying? Love your family. And everything else has to be after those two. You know, that's pretty much it. Your dreams, your hopes, aspirations. Just, as long as you have Jesus Christ first and foremost in your life, everything else will work out, you know. So, seek ye the kingdom.
Amen. Matthew 6:33. Yeah, and on both of our behalf, we just want to shout out our awesome, supportive, beautifulest wives in the world, Marta and my wife, Sierra. And our children, man, we just, you know, thankful for our family.
Definitely.
Yeah. Amen. And I can tell you people out there that are listening, I've actually had the privilege of sitting down and breaking bread with D-Mob, and he is everything. He is real. Everything you're hearing is real. So I just want to back that up. And so we just thank you both for being here. We're going to go into one last song that features Calandra Williams, so we can let everybody hear what she sounds like. And, this is a really great song. So I'll let you close out the interview and just introduce this song, with you, Eric Cross, and Calandra Williams.
Yeah, this song, it was a single that we put out. It's called The Light, featuring Calandra Williams from the Creature Clan. Our album is for sale on iTunes, Amazon, and at OneRouteEntertainment.com. You can go pick it up today.
Welcome to the light.
Woo! Yeah.
The light.
So beautiful.
Welcome to the light.
Welcome. Chose not to live in doubt,
And that meant I had to take a different route. And I'ma tell you what it really is about. More than just words, so you know I gotta live it out. Some say my life is electric. When the light came, I chose not to reject it. I accept it. And even though I make mistakes, because of Christ, I'm perfected. I'm made in His image and His likeness. Saved to the finish, so I'm living to be righteous. And that means every day I gotta grow. If He sends me, then that means that I gotta go. Now your time has come. Step in the light before your time is done. As believers know, we gotta have the mind of one. Keep looking till we find the sun. Welcome to the light. I'm like a bomb when I detonate. Mob said it best, we about to set the record straight. Yo, it's His word that we meditate upon. We forever going strong, let's levitate. It's the power that we know is supernatural. Compatible, so we're going international. And that means we got it going shine bright. Continue to speak of the sun who gives a blind sight. So go and get your mind right. We play the background, He gets the limelight. And in hindsight, we know He's coming back for His bride whenever He says the time's right. But until then, we as His children continue to preach Christ. It's more than a feeling. It's really not a need for an intro, but just know what you were in for. Welcome to the light.
That the greatest is the least. And channel strength from Him when you're feeling like you're weak. And learn it's the difference from being weak and being meek. Yeah. In the light, you can learn to overcome trials like hurdles. Get used to jumping over some. Made progress even if you jumped over one. You can do it because His commands aren't burdensome. And I'm just telling what I know. Plant a seed, then you give it some sunlight to grow. Add living water. Yeah, it might start off slow. But before you know it, little fruit is start to show. And I pray, you know I represent the light every day that goes by. You can lay it all down. Join us in a celebration. Consider this an open invitation. Welcome to the light.
All right, everybody, we come to the end of another Kingdom-Minded show. That last song was, of course, The Creature Clan featuring Kalandra Williams, The Light. We hope that you enjoyed the show today. We want to give a special thank you to The Creature Clan, to One Route Entertainment for the interview. We really appreciate it, and we just pray that your ministry just grows and blossoms. Visit our website at www.kingdommindedshow.com for the artist playlist. You can also find free downloads on there, so make sure you check it out. Leave a comment for us if you want. We'd love to hear your feedback on the show. We got time for one more song, and we're going to play a song by K9. You heard him mentioned by D-Mob. He's one of the newest artists signed to One Route Entertainment. So this is K9 with Cannon off one of his free mixtapes. Robots Have Feelings Too.
Hey, I'm going in on this one. Cover me.
Yes, y'all, guess who's back? The dog rhymes raw like they coming from a
cannon.
If I'm on the streets or if you hear me on the beat, I'm repping GO to the D, homie, let's get that understanding. Mic in my hand and flow is outstanding. I'm so fly, but I don't mind landing. Since I began it, sat down, pen in handin', the kingdom has been expanding. Don't understand it? Tape them up, put them in a bannin', kick them out, leave them there stranded. Ah, be quiet, don't even try it. Besides, my God is a giant like
Manon.
I'm still standing, just like Israel. New breed, crew be sharp like Shannon. I wanna get rich, put ships in my handin', but I know I can't serve God and
Manon.
So I keep planning, doing big things. 16 got me swimming upstream like
salmon.
This is the anthem. Please put your hands up. I don't want a demon, but I would like a phantom. My grandmother's grandson, she thinks I'm handsome. Plus, she says my music jamming. Number one fanning. Never put my hands on a woman, but this beat has been re-anted. Me don't panic, don't need Xanax. Proof my life is full of fruit like
Dannon.
don't need tannin. If you don't represent Jesus, then believe your flow.
We hope something is stirred up in you to be more kingdom-minded. And until next week, grace and peace.